aim is really to uplift the voices of grassroots activists, civil society, and just young peace builders across the continent in relation to how they would want to silence guns within their own respective communities, or equally how they would want to silence the guns within their countries, because peace and security is not one-dimensional. It looks different for different communities. In one community, violence against women, it could be, you know, the main peace and security issue. In other communities, violent extremism could be an issue. So the campaign is really to drive the voices and agency of individuals who are not in the higher ranking positions, but individuals on the ground, people at community level, people who actually experience the peace and security issues that constantly speak about.
So Karabo, how do you get the youth involved in this program?
So there are different ways. The first is, especially with the digital times, COVID-19, a lot of the campaign has moved to a digital lens. So there's been involvement in terms of tweet chats with involving young people, but also just campaigning surrounding young people, sharing their journeys, their stories on the ground, and asking young people how they would, you know, pledge for peace on the continent. And that's been one of the ways we've been doing it. But on our side as youth ambassadors, what we want to do is we are preparing for, in-person programming of how we can serve our respective regions, considering the differences in terms of the peace and security issues that we're experiencing. But we also formed a Youth for Peace network throughout the continent, where we've called on young people to join the African Union, but also the regional mechanisms in pushing, you know, to silence the guns in Africa and making sure that we mobilize as many young people as possible, because young people really do have the power to change narratives regarding having peaceful communities that are free from insecurity.
So far that you've had this program, what has been the enthusiasm generated and perhaps commitment to further this cause to stop this violence on the continent?
So far, I think in terms of the enthusiasm, especially from young people, is young people really taking ownership of silencing the guns. Because initially, when silencing the guns was introduced by the African Union, a lot of young people across the continent were finding it very difficult to identify with silencing the guns. It seemed like a very diplomatic, high-level type of agenda. So what this particular campaign has done is brought it down to the ground, to young people. And young people have really taken it on. Young people are confident to say that, you know what, I'm participating in silencing the guns through the work that I do on the ground. And I think the commitment that we've seen is the investment in young people from a regional level. So regional mechanisms are like ECOWAS, like SEDEC and COMESA are all willing to come forward. And we've had consultations. We are making plans to implement programming on the ground. So it's that ownership level, but also the willingness from regional mechanisms to say we are on board and we are willing to support young people. So it has triggered institutional support on the continent.
Are you getting the political support from across Africa, particularly with these African leaders who basically sometimes people blame for fomenting some of these problems or challenges that you are helping to fight?
I think we are, we're halfway there. We're definitely getting a lot of support in that the PSC, which is mainly made up of member states, is on board regarding the advancement of silencing the guns narrative. However, there are countries that we are still trying to lobby in terms of adopting national action plans so that we can have it more on a domesticated level. So those countries that have actually committed are also helping in encouraging the other countries that haven't to come on board, because this agenda, this campaign is definitely worth investing in and actually realizing at a national level, because every country has its own respective peace and security issues.